This your boy Sean the Pod Don.
And this is a special edition of Bro vs. Bro podcast. What's happening, bro?
What's going on, bro?
Man, those Lakers, man. This is a special edition of those Lakers, man. The deadline is closely approaching. The trade deadline for the NBA. Decisions have to be made, man. We saw the Lakers, the young squad, go against the Boston Celtics last night. And the Lakers routed the Boston. So what was the final score?
114-105.
114-105 on the road. But the deadline is closely approaching, and decisions have to be made. So in this segment right here, what I want to know from you is who goes and who stays.
Who goes and who stays?
That's it. That's where we at, man. Who goes and who stays, bro?
That's a good one. Well, like they say, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Yeah, that's what they say now.
And I think it's hard, man. It's hard because he's been playing real good lately. But D'Angelo Russell.
Oh!
D'Angelo Russell, man, I think you're out of here, man.
Out of there.
But it ain't your fault.
It ain't your fault.
Yeah, a little bit. Inconsistency last year. In the Western Conference Finals, I believe, is playing a big part. Because you've been balling out, man, these last 6-7 games, man. But the reason I say it ain't your fault, because you're the most valuable piece besides LeBron and AD. See what I'm saying? He's the most valuable piece. Of course, Austin Rivers, too. But
so is it safe to say that in his case, you know, because he was with the Lakers once before.
Right.
He came back. He had a second chance through trade.
Right.
Did he blow his chance? Like, did he have a chance to redeem himself, to show that I am a worthy Laker? And did he blow his chance? Or are the Lakers thinking strategic and like, hey, he's good enough for us to get maybe a better piece of the puzzle? So if we move on, we got to move now.
I believe he blew a chance, man. I believe he blew it. I believe the Western Conference Finals last year kind of sealed the deal, man. I really do. And the way he kind of started off a little slow this year. Like I said, the last 6-7 games, man, he kind of been on a tear. You know what I'm saying? The last 6-7 games. But it may just be a case of a little too late. Yep. Let's see.
What does he average this year?
17 points.
17 points. And what do they expect from him? Like what's like, okay, we need you to do this. What's his PRA look like?
He's averaging right now 17 points, 3 rebounds, 6 assists, and that's solid numbers. I would think that's where they would want him to be at.
Yeah, I mean, 17, outside of
low 20s.
You said 3 assists?
No, 3 rebounds, 6 assists.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
that's very good. That's very good.
If you're a Laker and you got D-Russ, especially with LeBron and AD scoring, they have like 27 and 28.
Yeah.
If he kick it out 17, 6 and 3, I mean, what's the problem? Or like I said, is it a situation where he's still got value? If he's put up those numbers, obviously he'd be a good third man anywhere.
Yeah.
Or come off the bench, sure enough. So,
and I believe it's not just the points too. I believe on defense he's a kind of a liability. On defense, you know, he's not the biggest guy, so he may be a little defensive liability. So that definitely plays a part of it. Salary, I think they're paying him almost $18 million a year, or next year they owe him $18 million a year, so that's something else to look at. But
okay, but you believe D'Angelo Russell's on the chopping block, and what do you believe the Lakers should do? You say you think they're going to get rid of him, but what do you think they should do?
It depends what's out there, man. Like I said, the rumors are saying that we're going to get Murray from Atlanta. To me, he's the same type of player. He may be a little more younger, a little more explosive, but man, I like D'Angelo Russell, man. So I would like for them to keep him.
Okay, man.
I would like for
all
them.
Right. Well, okay. Like you think they should keep him?
Yeah.
You think he's a good piece of the puzzle? He's a good fit.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on, man. Before we get to the next player, man, what did you think about the performance of that lineup last night from the LA Lakers against the Boston Celtics on the road?
Oh man, them boys played outstanding, man. They played very well. And all around all the talk shows today, the talk has been trade LeBron. This team looked good last night. They was 14 points underdogs.
Who else said
and
that?
Man, all of them. Everybody saying.
Who else said that earlier?
Oh, you said that too?
No, I didn't say trade LeBron, but I definitely said LeBron needed to have a different role if it was.
You said come off the bench.
Yeah,
that's ludicrous, but but like I said, everybody's talking about trading LeBron and this and that, but guys. They were underdogs by 14 points. There was no pressure on them on that game to win. And matter of fact, like I told you earlier, that was a tryout, man. That was kind of game. That was a tryout. That's why them boys played their tail off, because they know. Y'all ass on the chopping block. You know what I'm saying? LeBron and AD, they on the sideline. They looking. Goddamn, who going to perform, who ain't? Because goddamn it, like what little baby said, you better go hard, girl. This show tryout. So that's all that was last night. Best believe. I mean, if they played like this the whole game, we wouldn't be talking about trades and deadlines and all that stuff. The fact is, in pressure moments, guys don't show up. Those are facts. Everybody was at their best last night because they know if I don't perform tonight, my ass gone next week.
Could have been that, or it could have been, hey, LeBron and AD sitting down. There's no pressure. We ain't got the king staring us down, giving us these little wimpy looks every time something doesn't go right. When I don't drop a shot, the king gets all mad and mopes and pouts. But when he don't drop a shot, I got to act like it's okay. You know?
Get what? He's still on the goddamn sideline. He's still looking. He's still staring at their ass. He can still drop them shoulders. He can still do all that.
But is that fair for him to act like that, man? I mean, that's not good leadership to me, man. You got to keep your chin up, chest out, man. You know? He be pouting instead of that. Them kids,
it's not a strong point.
And they're young, man. Some of them kids probably almost old enough to be his son, literally. So it's like, you know, if you look up to your father figure, how does it look to see your father always pouting and moping when shit don't go right?
I mean, you know, that's not a strong point. You know what I'm saying? No.
I mean, you're admitting this. So that's
I'm admitting that. That's definitely not his strong point. You know, I don't too much care for when he does that. But goddamn, man. Kobe would do. Kobe would be a little bit worse. Kobe would got them. Kobe would got them put hands on him. He wouldn't hit him, nothing like how Mike did Steve Kerr. He wouldn't do that, but he would definitely
do something to get an impact.
He would talk harsh. He would verbally.
They said Kobe went took everybody's shoes or something one time.
Yeah, he took it out. Yeah, exactly. I just heard that story on All the Smoke. Yeah. He said he came in the locker room.
The equipment
got to take all their shoes. He said, Buddy said he went down the line and told each player what they was doing wrong.
I think it was like two of them they kept.
Skipped. Yeah. But it said he skipped me. Metal he skipped
World
somebody
Peace.
Else.
Metal yeah, World Peace. Uh-huh. But everybody else,
he went down the line and told him what was wrong with their game. Oh. If LeBron was to do that right now, he's a bad teammate. How dare he do that?
I think he does
Nah.
He doesn't make it personal, but if you're talking to the whole team, you're doing the same thing.
They say he went one by
That's
one.
That's what I'm saying.
He wasn't even addressing the whole team. Like, hey,
Kobe
nigga,
made it
you
personal.
Suck at goddamn shooting layups. You need to tighten up. Goddamn it. No. Just
Kobe made
you.
It. Kobe made
your
it.
Breath stank,
Kobe,
huh?
Kobe. Your breath stank. Kobe made it personal. LeBron does it as a team. Like the hourglass comments the other day. Even with the, it was theatrics when he said, I'm glad you cut me off. Nigga, you could have said something else if you really wanted to. That was just
But look though, but if he say something, he's a bad teammate.
I didn't say that. I just said, I want to see which how you really felt, because it was right there for you to say something. You just used that as theatrics to stop. But you could have said what you really felt if you wanted to. Didn't nobody stop you. You stopped yourself.
He cut him off. Buddy cut him off.
Huh?
Buddy cut him off.
Who cut him off?
The reporter. He asked him another question.
Nah, man, he didn't want to answer that question. And you know, he probably was thinking.
It has to be deflating every game where you putting up 25-10-7 in year 21, the game's tight, you wide open in the corner, I'm passing the ball to you time after time after time, and you not make timely shots. We don't want you to ball out the whole game, but In that Denver game series last season, people made timely shots. Cause that's what it's about. When the moment calls for it, you wide open.
So you want a Ray Allen?
Nah, we don't need no Ray Allen. We need somebody that's gonna do their job and make
timely
shots.
You want a Robert Horry?
No, don't die.
What's the Golden State coach now? You want a Steve Kerr?
No, we want people to do their job when they're wide open.
Nah, that's the kind of player you want.
I
mean, so why they just want to get him a shooter? Like,
these guys are shooters, but like I say, when you in L.A. and them goddamn lights get bright, people goddamn fold like goddamn lawn chairs, man. They fold.
Fold like a chair.
They fold like a chair, man. It's the lights, man. It's LeBron, man. Some people can't take it. That's what it is.
Man, who's next on the chopping block, man?
I think that's it, man. Like you say, they probably have to.
Hold on, man. We got.
It's going to have to be a package. So if I'm putting together a package, maybe a Hachimura, maybe a Christian Woods to go along with Russell.
What about the Jackson kid?
The Jackson kid?
Isn't it Jackson's?
Jack. I like the man. Jackson, hey, he really hasn't been playing that much this season.
I like
when
him
AD
too,
got
man.
Hurt, he got a certain. He's tall, he's lanky, he's young, he got energy. I think he had a dunk
the other night. Remember, he just
leaned in. Yeah, it was nasty.
They called charge. He leaned in on nobody.
I think he got potential. So like I say, it's all about worth.
Worth.
You know what I'm saying?
Does he stay? What's his last name?
His last name is Hayes.
Jackson Hayes. So Jackson Hayes, does he stay or go?
I think he stays.
Okay, and what's the Hachimura?
Yeah, Hachimura.
Hachimura. Talk about Hachimura. What you think about his gameplay for the position?
I think he's one of the main ones I'm talking about.
Uh-oh, talking about Golden State.
Yeah, man, because he kind of came on the scene last year, having good hot streaks, where he's open. He had knocked down three-point shooter. He may hit 3-4 shots in a row. The next thing you know, the guy go ghost for the next 4 games. Consistency,
He's not a consistent player.
He's not consistent, man. You wide open. Because I want to say, for a minute, he was starting. But since he wasn't performing, they had to put him back on the second team.
Wow.
So, you know, pressure.
Okay, so he might be one of the ones that might be. What would you do if you were the Lakers? Would you keep him or would you get him up out of there?
Get him up out of there, man. For the right player.
For the right player.
Yeah, for the right player. I get him up out of there because, man, timely shots, man. He does not knock down the timely
shots. What's his position? He's a small forward or power forward?
He is a power forward.
Power forward.
Yeah, he a big dude. Defense. He plays pretty good defense. Like I say, value. He's not, you know, he ain't no scrub now. The boy can ball. He can play. So, value.
All right. What about the other guy y'all got? Vanderbilt, what's his name?
Vanderbilt.
Yeah, what's about him? He was starting last night too, right?
Yeah, he got hurt. He left the game. He left the game.
He showing up, might be gone.
Yeah, he might be gone, buddy. Yeah, because he's more of a defensive guy, but man, in today's NBA, you need kind of two ways,
hybrids,
man. Yeah, you need hybrids, man. You know,
and that's why I was saying when I was talking about the shooter, it seemed like every team is trying to get a combo. Like he gotta be able to do a little bit of this and a little of this versus just, hey, go get you a shooter. He can't do all that. He's a shooter versus I'm gonna be able to be a shooter and maybe able to pick somebody in the post or you know a perimeter threat, whatever the case may be. They always want a combo player instead of just a complete player at a certain skill set.
Yeah, man. Because, you know, this ain't football. At some point, man, you got to go back on that other end. So you can't be a liability. You know what I mean?
They can't. LeBron doesn't play defense.
He plays timely defense.
Yes, he does.
When it matters, the old fella can lock you down.
Yeah, but okay, cause he'll show up be kaput if he tried to really, really play.
But damn, the man fought it. That's why we got these younger guys for.
Maybe that's why they won, because they did run the other guy. I'm going to tell y'all my plan.
They won because it was a tryout.
No.
Y'all ass know. You ain't perform, your ass gone.
What do y'all think about this plan right here? So do you think LeBron would be better? And I was saying as a sixth man, but I think LeBron James would be a better player if you started him, let him play about a half or a third of the way through the first quarter. Take him out the first quarter. Let the young boys play. Let the young boys push. Bring LeBron in with about, I would say, maybe about 3-4 minutes left in the second quarter. Let him rest up halftime. Start him halftime. Let him do half the third quarter. Pull him out. Bring him in. No, as needed, the fourth quarter to seal the deal. I think that would be a great great role for LeBron James. And year 40, it would be safe on these. It would let the young boys prove they can run with anybody and pretty much D up if you're given the opportunity. And it would really save LeBron for the playoffs. What do you think about that idea? Break it down and tell me why you don't like it, man.
I think that's a great plan in theory, but it ain't gonna work. Cause they tried it. They already tried it. LeBron was supposed to play somewhere around 28 or 30 minutes this year.
20 minutes, that would have been great for him.
Yeah, but guess what?
He's playing 36 a minute, which is 15 extra minutes he don't supposed to be playing.
Exactly. The problem is, when he goes out the game, them motherfuckers got them getting blown off the court.
Start running that thing up on the board.
They start running it up.
Run it up.
Before he go out the game, they may be up by four. By the time you come back in the game, they down by 14.
So you say it's a good plan in three, but we tried that.
We tried that. It's a good plan, but we tried that. It didn't work because the guys fall to pressure. Mm. It all goes back to pressure.
So we got Jackson. We got how mature?
Hachimura.
We got Vandy.
We got Christian Woods.
That was another star last night.
Yeah, he played a few minutes last night.
And Austin, did you get Austin? What about Austin? Yeah, so Austin he should be high value, though. I mean, he's dropping shots.
You got to keep somebody.
Third, huh?
You got to keep somebody. Shit. You got to keep somebody. Austin, your job is safe, man.
So you think the Lakers are going to keep him?
He got heart. He hits, I keep talking about timely shots. The guy makes timely shots. He doesn't fold.
So is that the new word for clutch? You said timely. You said it twice. Is that the new word for clutch? Timely and clutch?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just a new swag.
Yeah.
Okay. Time.
Yeah, that's a new swag. Because, like I said, if you go back to last year to Denver, you know, they got swept. But each game was decided by 5 points or less. Mm. And down the stretch, I want to say when they were, they ended up trading those guys. At the top of my head, I want to say Bruce and Green. Those guys made timely shots down the stretch, man. Like I say, when the game is tight, and you need a bucket, and they doubling LeBron, or you know what I'm saying? They doubling AD in the post. You wide open. We kick it to you. We need you to make that shot.
Gotta make it.
This ain't the goddamn second quarter. This is the fourth quarter, under 2 minutes. We going tit for tat back and forth. You got to hit that shot. They lost a lot of those games last year because they made those shots.
The role players for the Lakers didn't make those shots. The other team players did.
Bottom line.
But they had the opportunity for the win.
Had the opportunity.
They just couldn't drop the shots.
Each game they lost by 5 points or less.
Wow, that's not that much.
It's not that much.
Yeah, that's not that much.
So that's the difference. And that's why I go back to D'Angelo Russell, man, last year. He was bad, man. I don't think he scored. I got to go back and look. I don't think he scored 10 points in either of those games.
Mm. Did we get all the starters? I didn't want to cut you off. What you about to say about
the... Now the starters are Prince. I think Prince, he can get got there. He on the chopping block. Vanderbilt, chopping block. Woo. Hayes, chopping block.
Oh, Chase.
Russell, chopping block. The only one that's safe is Reeves, man, in my opinion.
Reeves.
That's bottom line, only one that's safe is Reeves.
Reeves is the only one.
Hachimura block. Wood block. I don't even know these other guys. Lewis, Mays, Wendell.
And when he says block, he means chopping block.
Yeah, chopping block.
So everybody's on the chopping block.
Yeah.
Except for Reeves, AD, and LeBron.
That's it, man.
Tell me.
Ham.
And who?
Ham. Darvin Ham, you ain't on the chopping block, boy. But
that's
they got
coach,
they put salt and pepper on your ass. They got there, know what I'm saying? They tending you up now. You can go in that oven. You can get on that block.
Hey, we talked about that. You said the coach, man. Who else they gonna pick up, man?
I don't know, man. That's a good thing.
Yeah, you know who wants that pressure? Like you said, who wants that pressure of being the head coach of the LA Lakers? Unless LeBron gonna be a player coach, which he
I think he
almost already is. Let you tell it.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about it is, I think it's a better job than Milwaukee, because ain't nobody expecting the Lakers to win. Milwaukee, Doc Rivers, pressure on your air, boy.
Man, pressure is on Doc, man. Doc,
you done lost your first two games.
Doc got to make it
happen. Lose another one.
Doc got to
lose
make
a couple of more, Doc.
He going to be up out of there. All right, man. So, in closing, man, what do you expect for the NBA trade deadline? What moves do you expect the Lakers to make? Who? What kind of? You ain't got 10 exact players, but like, tell me, like, what do you expect? Are they gonna pick up this type of player, power forward or center? And how many players do you think gonna be involved in this situation? And what do you predict the Lakers to be after this trade? Because they did a good trade last year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I forgot their GM name. They did.
What's their GM name again? Help me out.
Rob Pelinka.
Yeah. He made a good move last year. And that kind of catapulted them into the playoff, the play-in, mm-hmm. and to be able to make that phenomenal run that they made. So, with that being said, little bro, what would you expect from the Laker organization for the NBA trade deadline?
I would hope that they keep what they got, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would hope. But I expect, because when there's smoke, there's fire. I expect D'Angelo Russell, Hachimura, and maybe
Vanderbilt.
I don't think you can get all three of them. Maybe somebody on the bench like Mays. Somebody like Mays. He's another shooting guard. And they were going to get the Murray kid from Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what – it's something going on with him and his chemistry. With him and Trae Young, they tried that. It really didn't work in Atlanta. So they're looking to move him. So, like I say, three players for one. Then I think Atlanta – we got one first-round draft pick. I don't think we're coming off that. I don't think we're coming off that.
Gonna stay with that?
I don't think she's coming off that, so –
we'll see, man. And you still think they're going to be over 500 before the trade line or deadline?
Yes. Okay. I think we'll be right at
five. Especially with the win last night, that kind of helped.
Man, it helped a lot.
That was one of the ones you didn't think they were going to get. Yep. So
now we got, I want to say tomorrow, we got the red hot New York Knicks, man.
Yeah, they went off last night.
Like nine in a row, 91. They won.
You know what I'm saying? They went off last night.
Yeah, went off. Yep.
All right, man.
We're going to stop them.
We'll be doing another live SE on the trade deadline to see how this stuff unpacks and, you know, what the Lakers going to move from here. So we just got to stay tuned, man, and hope they make the right moves.
Hey, Bron, y'all sit out one more game. Let them get one more tryout. Let's see what happens.
Do it again.
Do it again. Do it again.
Against the Knicks?
Huh?
Against that? What they playing tomorrow tonight?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, one more tryout. Let's see who really wants it.
So that's some advice to LeBron James and the LA Lakers from Sean DePond, Don, and the staff at Bro vs. Bro Podcast. LeBron, you and AD sit down again for the boys to get another audition and to see who really wants to stay and who's on the chopping block, right?
That's it.
All right, then, man. Hey, I'm the host for the most.
You better go hard, but this show try out.
it's a GOAT coach, man. This has been a special edition of Bro vs. Bro Podcast. Till the next time, we're out. Peace.
Peace.
Let's get this paper.
Yeah.